Dear R.J. Palacio, your novel, Wonder, touched my heart and changed my view on myself. It changed my character and flipped my thoughts of myself inside out. I had always thought that I was the type of person who would always go out of my way to be kind to everybody. But every time I read what you wrote about Charlotte, I wanted to shout, I relate. I would have been nice to August. Sure, I'd say hello to him in the hallways. I wouldn't flip out if he bumped me. But, and here's the important part, I wouldn't have gone out of my way to be truly kind to him. After reading Wonder, I rethought myself. I, of course, wanted to feel I related most with the kindest character. But here's the thing. I didn't. Reading Wonder actually made me a better person. Now I'm kinder, and now I think that if August walked into my classroom, I wouldn't turn away. I would look at him and see him for who he is and not what he looks like. While we all know the bully in this book is Julian, all of the kids that ignored August and all of the kids who avoided him, they, in those moments, were the definition of bullies. Everyone thinks of bullies as the kids who say insults, or the kids who punch the new kid in the face. But that's not the only kind of bullying that goes on in your story, as well as in life. The kind of bullying that August would probably face most on a day-to-day basis is the quieter kind of bullying. It's the kid who looks away when August enters the room, the kid who runs to the sink when August touches him, the kid who spreads out so there's no room for August at the lunch table. Hold on, I've been talking only about kids. Adults have this problem too. Lots of adults have seen a kid like August, or maybe another person who appears to be outside of the norm and they haven't known how to react properly, or worse, behaved in the exact wrong way. I've been in these situations countless times, and looking back, I know I've often made the wrong decisions. When they catch my eye, I would look away, or maybe I would hide behind one of my parents. Reflecting on these times now, I try to put myself in their shoes. That must have hurt a lot. It hurts me inside, knowing I made that decision. After reading Wonder, I pledged to myself to be kinder, to not just be friendly, to be a true friend. I didn't know at the time that I had made the pledge, but I know it now. I feel different. I feel braver. A book can do that to you. After I read August's story, I understood. I understood how it felt to be the one about whom everybody thinks, wow, it'll be hard to be that kid, and then walks right by you without a second thought. Everybody's done that. I understood how it felt to face that kind of quiet bullying every day. Before I read Wonder, I was one of those people who would walk away. Now I wish I hadn't, but since you can't take that back, I resolve to be a better person now. Because of your great work of literature, tons of people around the world are making similar decisions. Every day, someone puts down Wonder and resolves to be a better person. Because of you, our world is getting more amazing every day. You wrote this fabulous novel, and it isn't just a book that someone would say, cool book, and then leave on the table and go play video games. This is the kind of story that you have to sit and reflect upon after you finish it. If a nice kid resolves to be kinder after reading this book, and a bully stops bullying after reading August's story, our world will keep getting more amazing day after day. Thank you for putting a pen to paper and writing a story that has the potential to change the world. It already has changed this devoted reader. Sincerely, Kendall Baserman.